Welcome to the Financial Analyst Journal Author Interview Series. I'm Abby Farson Pratt, Assistant Editor at CFA Institute. We're here today with Jason Scott to discuss his recent FHA article, The Floor Leverage Rule for Retirement, published in the September-October 2013 issue. Jason, thanks so much for being with us today.
Sure thing.
In this interview series, as you know, we invite our authors to discuss their articles with us. So let's get started. First,
great.
Jason, what was the practical issue or issues that motivated your research?
Well, when we looked out at the financial services industry, there's really one big thing that is hard to ignore, and that's that there's so many people now that are starting to retire with the baby boomers aging, and they have trillions invested in IRAs and 401ks, and so many of them have a very similar problem. How can I turn a portfolio into retirement? And so that was the big question we were really looking at, and we thought that it really needed a better answer, because we looked out there and we saw that there was a pretty wide variety of answers. One was pretty popular, and that was this 4% rule. And in fact, not too long ago, John Watson, myself, and Bill Sharp wrote a paper that really criticized the 4% rule, noting that if you follow that rule, you faced bankruptcy in poor markets, and you perhaps missed out on sizable spending increases in good markets. But even with weaknesses, this rule was incredibly popular, and we thought the popularity stemmed from two strengths. One, we thought it had the right goal. People really cared about sustaining their spending in retirement and not having to reduce their spending. And then it was very simple. It's easy to understand and easy to implement. So our motivation for all of this was really to see if we could develop a new rule that kept the good and tried to improve on the weaknesses. So still was sustainable spending, still was simple to follow, but avoided some of the problems.
That's great. So what was your approach to this issue?
Well, we thought that to avoid the problems, we wanted to ground the whole system in economic first principles. Or we wanted to assume a retiree really wanted to use their portfolio to create the best possible retirement. And in economics, that is maximizing expected utility. What we did, though, is we added a little bit of a twist. So we said, well, our retiree, yeah, they want to maximize expected utility, but they also required sustainable spending. So we spent a good bit of effort, found the theoretical strategy that maximizes utility. The only problem was is that that strategy is horribly complex. It requires essentially continuous trading by a retiree switching between conservative and aggressive strategies, and it really wasn't very practical. So we began to search for a simplified approach that approximated this theoretical optimal solution, and we were really very surprised to find the floor leverage rule. It was nearly efficient in all the scenarios that we evaluated. Moreover, we found that with newly introduced exchange-traded funds, retirees could actually implement the rule without looking at continuous trading. They could do it with a buy-and-hold strategy. So we thought it was very simple relative to theoretical and very nearly efficient.
That's interesting. So how do you hope that your findings will influence practice?
Well, I think that's the big question. Because when, at first blush, I think our proposals really fly in the face of current practice. I mean, we are saying retirees, maybe they should consider leverage for part of their portfolio. And you know, I think if you just stop there, that would be very surprising and you know, unlikely to be implemented. However, as we demonstrate, it can be done, and it can be done in a safe way that can give retirees a little bit of the best of both worlds. So when you combine leverage with a small part of the portfolio, with a large part of the portfolio being safe invested conservatively, then you really get the best of both worlds. You have a high level of spending that's sustainable, even in the worst market conditions, and that's coming from the large safe investment. But you also have sufficient equity exposure so that you get substantial upside in the more favorable markets. And so that kind of combination is really helping address, I think, retirees' needs for both a high degree of confidence and a high degree of sustainability, but also a sizable ability to participate in up markets. And I think kind of getting that together is what is really going to be important for how this research perhaps influences practice as we go forward.
Well, Jason, thank you so much for taking the time to share your research and your ideas with us. We encourage all of you to read this article and articles from other CFA Institute publications on our website, cfapubs.org. You can also follow us on Twitter at CFAPubs. Thank you for listening.